baseline hazard in the predict model. And so what we've done is, having done this, how do we know that it works? How do we know that it's better than the original model? So we've gone back to the British Columbia data set, and we've looked. The original one where we've just validated it in the original predict model was over 3,000 patients. In 1,653 of them, we knew the breast cancer specific survival and we knew the HER2 status. So what we wanted to do was to compare the estimates from the new model, which I've called Predict Plus for ease of presentation, the original model Predict and Adjuvant, with the actual outcomes. So the same kind of validation process that we did with the original Predict model.